o'clock, 11 p.m. this evening, you can listen to The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. Amen. But Evelyn has been renting a house, and she's been told that they're selling, and they want her house. They want her out of the house. Trying to talk.
She's been ousted.
She's been ousted out of the house by December the 5th, but her lease is not up until April the 10th. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know what the law is concerning that, but that doesn't seem to be quite right to me. But unless it's something in the lease that she already knew about, it may have been that, you know, as she signed the lease that they may have had the option that she might have to leave. But anyway, she needs to find another place to live, and God is able to minister to her and to meet her needs. So let's pray for Evelyn. Heavenly Father, we lift up Evelyn to you in prayer. We know, Father God, that you're aware of the situation and you're aware of the legalities and everything that's involved. She has a lease on a home that's not up until April, but they're asking her to be out by the 5th of December. We pray, Father God, Lord, that you would help Evelyn to find another home, to find another place, or to resolve this matter, to give her time to find another place that would be agreeable to her, the homeowner, and everything. So, Father, we ask your God today that you give her grace, give her strength, give her wisdom, give her assistance, and give her favor today in Christ Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. We also had Sandra has some issues with her credit score and wanting prayer about that. You know, sometimes just the strangest things can affect your credit score going up and coming down. And, you know, it's interesting to me. You open up a new credit card, your credit score goes up. And that's because it lowers your overall percentage of credit, I guess, or something. But, you know, it's crazy to me how that stuff works. But she has some issues concerning her credit score. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up Sandra to you today. You know the need she has in her life. We just pray, Lord, that as she addresses this issue in her life, that you would give her wisdom, direction, and understanding as to how to correct these matters. She had a very good credit score, and it seems to have dropped some, and she doesn't know why. So help her, Father, today to rectify the situation and get things corrected. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You know, that credit score can affect buying a home. You know, it can affect your interest rates. You know, those that have good credit scores pay less for their loans. You know, it's amazing that the power that credit score has on someone's life. Well, listen, let's get back to our fundraising. It's just after 11 o'clock. We're going to preempt Jason Bumgardner, The Revealing Truth today. We're trusting that those of you that are listening will appreciate what we're doing today. Today is our last day of fundraising. This is it. This is our last day. We are down. We have $55,975 to go. We're going to need everybody who can calling throughout the day. Do not let this day go by without renewing your gift if you haven't done that already. You may be planning on sending it our way. You may have it in mind, the amount that you're going to send. You may already have a stamp on the envelope. You may have already put it in the mail to us. But if you haven't called us or let us know that it's on the way, or if we haven't received it already, then we don't know. So if the envelope is still sitting there in your in basket and you're planning on getting around to it, well, why not call today and let us know that we can count on your gift at some time in the next few weeks. Amen. Call us, and then that way our totals can go up and we can reach our goal here online today. That number again, Karen?
Toll free, 888-221-8990.
And our local number, Martin,
is 772-221-1100.
All right, we're going to get back to some more music. Give you that chance to call, 888 221-8990.
Well, you know, sometimes my feet get happy and they dance in jubilation. The joy bubbles up inside of me, thinking about my soul's salvation. You see, I was a wretched sinner one time. I didn't have a plea, but now I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now I got Jesus in me. And let me tell you now, I got a reason. I got a reason to be happy. Oh, I got a reason. I got a reason to be happy. Oh, yes, I do now. I got a reason. I got a reason to be happy. Uh-huh. I got joy, unspeakable peace like the river. Jesus, and he's living in me. Well, my brother, it ain't like I never have had to go through terrible tribulation. And it ain't like I never have felt the ugly pull of sin's temptation. But I do have a finisher of my faith, an ironclad guarantee that I am an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb. And I got Jesus in me. Now let me tell you that I got a reason. I got a reason to be happy. Oh, I got a reason. I got a reason to be happy. Oh, yes, I do now. I got a reason. I got a reason to be happy. Uh-huh. I got joy, unspeakable peace like the river. Jesus, and he's living in me. And he's living in me.
Don't need to succeed to be loved by you. Been driven by greed and what the world offers. It's all that I need. Loved by you, but it's hard to believe. Don't need to be the best to be loved by you. I'm needing some rest from this wheel I've been turning. I think it's a test. Am I loved by? It's hard to believe, 'cause I've seen into the darkness of my own heart till I can't bear to look any longer. Oh, the deep, deep love, oh, amazing love. Love of God is all I need. Out much better for me. You were cursed, so I'm loved by you. It's hard to believe, 'cause I've seen into the darkness of my heart till I can't bear to look any longer. Love, oh, amazing love, love of. suffered the loss to cover my failing. It's all that I need to be loved by you. But it's hard to
deep, deep love of Jesus. Well, Martin, we've had some exciting things happen here in the last few minutes. We had a $1,000 matching funds challenge. It didn't take long to do that. Boom. I'm telling you what, a $25 gift and then a $1,000.
$1,000 gift.
And listen, the calls continue to come in. We want to thank Mickey in Port St. Lucie. Mickey's been a longtime supporter of the ministry here at WCNO, Mickey giving a gift of $50. God bless you, Mickey. We appreciate your call here today, renewing her giving here at WCNO. And Carol from Stewart giving again, renewing her support of $25. And Carol, God bless you. Thank you so much for your gift. Mickey, God bless you for your gift of $50. We've added that to our total. That takes us up to $139,100. Listen to this, $55,900 to go. Sounding better all the time.
Oh, yes, it does.
$55,900. And so maybe there's somebody out there you'd like to join us with a gift of support here today. Remember, today is our last day of fundraising. Now, you know, Martin, you pointed out an important thing that, you know, over the last 2 weeks, we've been sharing with people financial needs, and we didn't preempt a lot of programming. We really didn't. We preempted just that little bit of time in the morning between 7 and 9 o'clock, and the rest of the time we've allowed the programs to run. Now, yesterday, we did the same thing with the exception of Dr. McGee at 9 o'clock because we had a matching funds challenge that ran into that. Well, today is our last day of fundraising. We had intended maybe to play some programs today, but we've had some matching funds that have come in, and as they come in, we've had to preempt some programs just to try to get those done. And so that's why Jason Bumgardner and the Revealing Truth broadcast is not on right now, is because we had a matching funds challenge. Now, it was met fairly quickly, so we hope to be able to take advantage of this time to speak to those of you, as Martin said, that may not even know that we were doing fundraising over the last couple of weeks. It's amazing. You know, to us, we've sat here, you know, all these hours, and we think the whole world and their brother, too, knows that we're raising funds here at WCNO. But there are people that maybe have just returned to town. I had some friends that came by yesterday. They've been out of town for a couple of weeks. And so maybe you didn't realize that we were raising funds, and maybe you were listening in the afternoon while a program was on, and that was the only time that you listened, and you just didn't hear that we were doing fundraising. You know, different people listen at different times, but maybe today we have your attention and you know that we're raising funds. Perhaps you'll join Mickey and Carol and all the others that have already given by making your pledge of support today. And we have phone lines open.
Yes, we do. And they are 888-221-8990 and locally 772-221-1100. And you can go online, which a lot of people have, at WCNO.com.
Amen. And so as we continue today here at WCNO, we trust that you will give that expression of your love to the ministry here today, and not just to this ministry, but to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, God has done so much for us, and he has blessed us over and over and over again. I wonder if God had only given us one blessing in life, and that was salvation, that would be more than we could repay. Amen?
Amen.
But he doesn't just give us that He gives us salvation, but he gives us life more abundantly. You know, what is sobriety worth today? You know,
you're asking the wrong person there. I'm coming up on 19 years. I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's priceless.
It's priceless. You can't.
What does that mean to one's family? What does it mean to a marriage? What does it mean to your
children?
You know, sobriety. You know, when God saves and sobers you up, or saves and delivers you from addictions, that's just a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. You think about, you know, I know some people that maybe they didn't have an addiction to alcohol or drugs, but they sure had a potty mouth, and God delivered them from that. You know, isn't it great that God can clean up a man or a woman, that God can take that filth and that sin that's in our life and wash us? We read that psalm the other day. He washes us and we become whiter than snow. You see, that's the power of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to deliver, to set people free, to deliver you from all manner of evil and wickedness and lifestyle perversions and on and on and on. That's what Jesus came for, to seek and to save the lost. Now, I know what God has done in my life. I know I've seen what God has done in the lives of many other people. And we, as the people of God today, if we can't be excited about what God can do and what God is doing, even in this day, people are still getting saved. Even in this day, people are still being set free. Even in this day, God is in the business of breaking addictions and turning people around, and he does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. How many times have people with troubled minds and spirits been set free because they come to Jesus Christ? What a wonderful, wonderful Savior we have. Well, friends, the phone lines are open today. Martin, is today the last day?
This is the last day, Tom.
And this is it. And so this is our last day of prayer and praise. We hope that you'll join us with your gift of support here today. And our phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. That's a toll-free number
locally,
from anywhere.
Locally, 772-221-1100. And online, WCNO.com.
All right, we're going to get to some music, give you that chance to call. We are $900 away from $140,000.
How many trials have come my way? Yet you've been faithful day after day. I couldn't stand, so you picked me up. I couldn't walk, so you carried me. Without you, I don't know where I would be. 'Cause you're every hope that I have. You're every breath that I breathe. You're everything that I need. You're in my mind. Did I fall? Yet you've been with me through it all. I thought I was out of reach. You took my hand and you drew me in, showing me mercy once again.
You're in my mind, you're in my life and my soul. you're the center of my heart. You're the center where my world revolves. Your reaction, my life involves. You're the fullness that I feel, and the joy I can't conceal.
Save you, he will save. lashing up a storm. And as I walked on by, he said, gives me his life story. Well, he said he was a millionaire, but he made some bad decisions there. And now, $1.50 could feed him for a week. And he said, a girl I knew from high school. She said, "What's different about you, girl?" And I smiled and said, "This is what I know is true. I'll pass it right along."
Don't worry. All right. Well, listen, we're not worried here today. We're trusting the Lord, believing God for some great and mighty and wonderful things happening here today. Amen. Our time is 11:29, and we're going to be with you for a little bit here today. We're going to be sharing with you throughout the entire day that we're down to our last few hours of our fundraising time. It's going to be an exciting day today. We're going to have to stretch our faith. We're going to have to believe God together. And I know that when we come together in faith and in agreement, there's not really any